I'm Jamie.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we are hosts of the Bechdel Cast on iHeartRadio.
It's a podcast about the portrayal of women in movies and how it's generally not very good.
In fact, quite bad. Some of my favorite examples that we've done recently are Erin Brockovich, and we also just did The Fifth Element.
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite episodes have been 10 Things I Hate About You and Cruel Intentions.
So check us out and have your favorite movies ruined. Listen and subscribe to the Bechdel Cast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
At the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the guy. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Taylor Hayes, okay? Taylor Hayes production, all right? New Donkey of the Day Florida intro. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 10th. Once again, goes to people in the great state of Florida. Florida, I don't ever want you all to think that your Uncle Charlotte doesn't love you, because I do. All right, Florida brings me great joy. There is no place like Florida on the whole planet. I grew up loving Uncle Luke and Two Live Crew. I love Trick Daddy. I love Trina. I love Rick Ross. I love Gunplay. I love the City Girls. I love Tokyo Jets. I love Miami. I love Disney World. I love Andrew Gillum. And y'all better make him your next governor next month. I love Florida, okay? Why would I not love a state that provides me so much great content on a daily basis? See, what is your Uncle Charlotte got on this radio and told you all these years? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And the Floridians in Jacksonville have earned y'all yet another donkey of the day. See, it's the owner of a BP gas station in Jacksonville named Parul Patel. And he's sick and tired of being sick and tired. See, people in Florida keep coming in this man's gas station, and they are taking advantage of his kindness. Now, who in this room has ever used the microwave in a gas station? Raise your hands. Okay, just you, Drum? All right, just Drum, our board up. I've seen microwaves in gas stations, but I've never used one. Drum, grab the mic. What have you ever microwaved in a gas station? I'd like to know.
Like a burrito.
A burrito? Yeah. Okay, all right. All right. He's Puerto Rican. Drop on the clues bomb for him.
He is.
Staying
he
on
is.
Brand. All right. Staying on brand.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Me personally, I've never used a microwave in a gas station. Never had the need to. Never been in a gas station that long. Never bought anything from the gas station that I needed to warm up right then and there. Okay, I'll warm that honey bun up when I get to the house. Well, here's the thing. I'm sitting here thinking about things that I would possibly buy that I would want to warm up right there in the microwave at the BP. Well, leave it to Florida to come up with something to warm in the microwave at the gas station that I never thought about. Let's go to First Coast News with the report.
Don't microwave your urine.
Stop. Stop right there. Mm. Okay.
What?
Only in Florida. On the news would they have to state something so obvious at the top of the news report. All right, let's start that from the beginning. Back to First Coast News for the report, please.
Don't microwave your urine. A picture of this sign saying exactly that is getting a lot of attention on social media.
It claims to be inside a Southside gas station in Jacksonville.
The sign is on display for everyone to see at the On the Fly convenience store on Phillips Highway. The microwave has settings for baked potato, popcorn, and pizza. But owner Parul Patel says some people come in off the street to heat up something else.
We got sick and tired of people bringing in their urine containers.
The BP gas station and On the Fly convenience store are located on the corner of Shad Road and Phillips Highway. And not far up the road, Quest Diagnostics. A few blocks away, there's also a LabCorp. Both companies offer drug testing services and collect urine samples. Patel says some people walk into her store so desperate to pass their tests, they become violent.
A spokesperson for Quest Diagnostics says the location near the gas station does not collect urine samples anyway. The nearest site that does is on Southside Boulevard, and that's about 5 miles away.
Parul Patel is a woman, by the way. She actually had a little verbal altercation with somebody because she wouldn't let them warm their piss up in the store. Can we hear what she had to say?
And she started cussing at me. And she said, well, where is the sign that says you can't use this for this kind of purpose? And that gave me an idea. I said, you know what? If that's what you're asking me, then I'll put the sign saying this is only for food use and not to use for your urine or anything else.
That's true.
What if you're planning to eat your urine? Then does that count as food?
You don't eat urine. You would drink it, you.
No. If it gets crunchy.
That is
true. There's no sign.
I just need everybody from Florida to gather around your smartphones and Google best ways to pass a urine drug test. Okay, now this is only for weed. It stays in your system for 30 to 45 days. Depends on your smoking habits. If you smoke daily, it'll probably exceed past 45 days. There are several ways to remove marijuana from your body. Let me read you a few, okay? You can use a detoxing product. You know, you got Cat's Claw, Golden Seal, Devil's Claw. They can all be bought from GNC. You can use an exercise routine. Drink a lot of fluids, water, juice, tea. You can take mineral supplements. You can go into the sauna. All right, they got 7-day detox kits. You can use fast marijuana detox kits. They say taking aspirin. Take an aspirin 4 to 6 hours prior to a drug test. It'll cause an error in the test, okay? They got synthetic urine. You can buy it online. Only problem with that is it got to be warmer than room temperature in order to pass the real pee. So they still have to warm it up in VP.
Got to go to their microwave.
I would rather you do the synthetic urine than the real urine in the microwave, though. All right, I would tell y'all not to smoke, but it's Florida. So I understand the stress. You got to smoke, okay? But there is something good I found. I found something for y'all to try to pass the drug test in Florida. It's the Wizinator. Okay, it's a prosthetic penis that comes in 5 different skin tones. It's about 5 inches long. It looks and feels exactly like the real thing. It's proven to work in countless scenarios.
Get strapped.
And rest assured, nobody will ever know you're faking it. No, that's serious. You can get the strap for real. It's called the Wizinator. Look, man, all I want y'all to do is stop warming your urine in the microwave at the BP. Okay?
Don't microwave your urine.
All right, people are putting food in there in the mornings on the way to work, okay, at lunch. People eating their hot dogs, their burritos, their honey buns. They're wondering why these things have such a tangy taste. Can you imagine if someone ate some asparagus the night before and then warmed their urine in the microwave after eating asparagus the night before, and then all you want is a pretzel, and somebody urine from earlier then spilled in the microwave, and you think it's melted butter on your pretzel, but it's really the asparagus piss? Yeah. Come on now. Please give all these people from Jacksonville warming their urine in the microwave at the BP gas station the biggest hee-haw.
Now, just some tips for you guys.
What?
You know, if you are going to use somebody else's urine to pass a drug test, it does have to be room temperature, like he was saying, but you can probably use hand warmers to keep your urine warm at that time.
Hand warmer.
If you do put it in the microwave, you should only put it in for some time between 8 and 12 seconds, or it might get flat.
I mean, if there was no sign, why can't I use it?
There is a sign. There's a big sign on the microwave now.
There's a sign.
You know why I got to put a sign on the microwave? Because in Florida, you have to state the obvious for these people. All right? You have
don't to tell microwave your urine.
Simple as that. Jesus Christ. I'm going to put a sign on the microwave in the iHeart studio. Just to do it.
He's stupid.
Have everybody run and say, who is microwaving their urine? Matter of fact, hey, interns. Hey,
oh, my goodness.
Come make this sign for your Uncle Charlamagne.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that is Donkey of the Day. Thank you, sir.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.